Welcome to another episode of World Stories with Sonja and
Milton.
Yes, we are first going to talk to you about the country Iceland and where you can find it on the map, because not a lot of people seem to know where the country is.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about Iceland in more podcasts, I think. This is going to be the first one. So it's going to be like a series, yeah, you can say, you know.
Definitely.
So
we have a lot to talk about.
First impressions, our first steps in Iceland, you know, first, I don't know, first months, first weeks, first days. So and we're going to start about why we moved to Iceland. That's the main question that we got.
And and just a little bit about the country itself to get yourself and sort of an idea in, yeah, and how many people live there, for example.
So I have to say that we moved because of me.
Yeah.
yeah, so I needed a break in my life after years of studying. Yeah. And I had a friend in that time in Iceland, really good friend. So I talked to him and yeah, it was researching about Iceland, about everything, and he said to me, well, it's good here if you want to come here to disconnect and make some money. And yeah, that's basically what I did. I have to be really grateful with my friend Manu. And yeah, he helped me, especially with the
shout out to Manu if you're listening to this.
So he helped me with the flat, I mean the room, because
definitely.
It's really extremely hard to get
difficult.
A flat or a room in Reykjavik. I moved first than Sonia.
Yeah.
I moved in the beginning of the summer last year, and Sonia just went to Iceland in September when summer was over.
Yeah, so basically, how it all started.
Yeah, so
was, yeah,
that's why we moved. It's the reason. Sonia, I guess, because of love.
Yes.
She just followed me.
Yes, I was at the time, of course, we met in Spain. I mean, I've been to other countries before. Why not another one? So I thought this would be quite a cool adventure, and I just followed him. I'd had absolutely no expectations. I didn't really prepare myself of what's gonna wait for me there. But I just took some warm clothes and I followed him.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's start. I was in Iceland in July, in the middle of the summer. And wow, it was really great summer. I think one of my
so
best
jealous.
Summer in my life. Because I don't like really hot summers. I really hate summers.
Like in Spain.
Like in Spain. So I was looking for a summer like
a neutral
in Iceland,
summer.
And yeah, I mean, it's cold because the temperature is around 17, 16. Well, last summer was really cold. I couldn't check.
It was, but people said it was really not normal either. So it really was a one-off in that year. It was very, very cold. In the summer, it was very strange.
Yeah, and it was raining as well.
It was raining, raining a lot.
But the summer, when I was there, no,
but when he
was
there, it was really okay. So don't worry, people, if you want to go in summer, I'm sure it will be fine.
Yeah. So the first thing that I can say about Iceland, I mean, what it makes different, I think it's you have 24 hours of sun. The sun is there in the sky the whole day. So when you are going to sleep, it looks like 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and when you're waking up,
it
looks like 10 in the morning. I mean, it looks like you didn't sleep anything. No, the opposite. It looks like you just slept a lot. That you are waking up really late, but just
your body doesn't really understand what's going on. I think I had a weird feeling in my body. I just didn't understand. My brain could not comprehend what was happening. I could still sleep though, which was weird to me. I think I only had one or two nights, which were hard to sleep for me, but the rest of the nights I could sleep well. I don't know why that is. I mean, maybe I was just tired or I just got used to it at some point.
No, we have to say that Sonia was not with me this summer, just in case. She's talking about
I'm talking about my summer experience. Yeah,
yeah, so maybe for her was easy because you were getting used to it, you know, by the time.
I mean, it was really curious for me. I must say it was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life, I think. It was really, really surreal. And at the same time,
So that was
strange.
The beginning
very strange
of,
experience. Yeah. Very, very strange.
That was my first month in Iceland. Well, then Sonia came to Iceland, so we will talk now from now together about our experience together. So we should talk first about getting a room. You
getting
know?
A flat in
because
Iceland.
I think this is the main thing where you're gonna sleep. So
yeah,
we have to say that it's really hard to get a flat in Iceland, in Reykjavik especially. It's really, really hard. It's really hard.
Well, it's also you have to be really quick and to if you find something you should just get it if it's for you, if it's perfect for you, because otherwise it will be gone.
Yeah, and it's really difficult, and prices as well. I mean, we're not talking about it's just hard to get a flat. No, when you get a flat you have to pay a lot of money because you usually have to pay the first month, the insurance, in Spanish is fianza. Well, this money that you have to pay just in case to cover some damages if you do something.
Yeah, kind of insurance.
Yeah, so that's another month. Usually they're asking you just for 1 month, but sometimes they are asking for 2-3 months. So
normally it's one month though.
Yeah,
usually.
Yeah. So easily, maybe to move to Iceland, you need just for a room, you need 2,000 euro already.
Yeah, you know? So I mean, I would recommend if people want to start thinking about moving to Iceland or starting to just live there for a little while, as we did, I would recommend you not to go there without any money, because Iceland is a very expensive country, very, very expensive, and you need I would say at least 1,000 euros, if not more.
No, you need at least 2,000 euros and 500, I will say.
But some people don't have 2,000.
Yeah, because nowadays the flat, I mean, a room, it's only like 1,000 euros already, you know.
So yeah, Iceland is really expensive country, so I would recommend to, yeah, if you want to live there for a while in Iceland or live there for good, if you want, you need at least, 2,000 euros. And now we'll talk a bit about the things they have in Iceland. So, the supermarkets there, restaurants, everything. So, we were living in Reykjavik, the capital city of Iceland. And in Reykjavik, most Icelanders live there. There's also Akureyri, which is in the north of Iceland, which I would say the other half live. Or the rest of them live. And in the country, I mean, there was also in the countryside, there are a couple of houses where people live as well, but not very many. People who live sort of in isolation, you could say. Which I find quite interesting, actually. If you can live there, but I could not. So about the supermarkets. We mostly went to Bonos because it was the cheapest supermarket there, but they did not have everything, of course. And so we went to another one, which is called Kronan. Yeah. Iceland is really expensive with food as well. Well, everything there basically is expensive. Clothes, I think, is expensive. Food there, if you want to go to the restaurant, and in supermarkets as well. So, how did we vanish to do that? I mean, how did we manage to live and survive?
Everything is expensive in Iceland. Yeah. We will talk now about the main difference that we notice in the supermarkets, you know. For example, that they are selling, I don't know, have you seen this dry fish?
Yeah.
You know, they are using,
oh my god, yeah.
They are using like
so
a sneaker,
weird.
You know. It's like, in Spain we call merienda, you know, for...
Well, they're using it like a snack, yeah, like a thing to eat
snack,
in between.
Yeah, snack.
Yeah, it was like these kind of... They looked like long chips, you know, kind of.
Dry, yeah.
Yeah, they were dry, and but they were fish.
And they smell really bad. I mean, really strong. You know? So
yeah, it was...
Easily you couldn't see in the bars, in the pubs, on Fridays or Saturdays, you know, people is just partying and just they're having like...
And they're just eating it.
Yeah, like, and it's really, yeah. I don't know.
It was very strange.
Disgusting smell, you know.
Because I was wondering why they did that at parties, because actually you want to smell nice, you want to feel good, and then you're eating sort of things that... Maybe it doesn't smell bad for them, though. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, in the end, maybe you just get used to it, I guess. Then we can say that... For example, for me, it was really, I don't know, really funny that the vegan food was cheaper than the, you know, the meat, for example.
Mm.
And in Spain, it's the opposite. Usually, vegan food, it's more expensive, you know, like those kind of burgers, like from quinoa or something.
I mean, we should also say why it is so expensive in Iceland. I mean, if you think about Iceland, where it is on the map, it is... closer to America, so it's quite far away from Europe, so it's very much in the sea, and that everything needs to get imported to Iceland because it is so far away from everything, and of course nothing can grow in Iceland. They only grow in greenhouses like salad, tomatoes.
And they
a
have
bit of
they have the best and they have
it.
The best no the biggest
fish industry
no.
Was it no
banana industry
was it the banana industry
mm-hmm. Oh, so okay. They are producing a lot of bananas in Iceland.
Yeah,
they are the biggest
for example that I didn't know. You learn something new every day.
Everyone was asking me, for example. Like, that's true. Yeah, it's true. That's why maybe the banana was cheap. I mean, it was like in Spain, you know, like everywhere, really cheap, the banana.
That's true. That's weird.
So, yeah, they are making a lot of bananas. They are growing a lot of bananas in Iceland.
Wow. Well, they also have a big fish industry and a wool industry. So those are two things which are sort of... keeping Iceland alive, and also tourism is big there too. Now, in the last couple of years, there have been so many tourists coming to Iceland, which didn't happen 10 years before that. People were telling me, a lot of Icelanders told me, like, yeah, 5 years ago, it was really not that crazy. But when we were walking on the street, for example, the streets were just flooded with tourists and Chinese people, Japanese people, Americans, everybody. Literally, I felt like the whole earth was coming to Iceland, which I find was great though, because it's really beautiful country to visit and a very exotic one. And a country.
Exotic.
Yeah, very exotic. And also a country which you don't really think about necessarily in when you think about countries. I find in my experience, whenever I think about going to a country, I would never have thought about Iceland, you know, because it was so... people just don't really talk about that country, I guess, because it's very small. And but it does... I never knew that the country was... had so many special things to offer, you know, like the nature and other things. And yeah, so a country can be small, but that doesn't mean it has to be bad. Yeah, so we wanted to talk about the restaurants. And there it's also expensive, and also the fast food places also expensive. So it's like the kebab, for example, to give you an example, I mean, is 11 euros, and...
more or less, we don't know.
Yeah,
because it can be different. It depends the change, you know. For
yeah,
example,
yeah, of
now
course.
The change is really bad, so maybe now it's 10 euro.
Yeah.
And it depends.
Yeah.
But yeah, just... when we were, it was 11, almost 12 euro.
Yeah, very expensive. And the beer? Whew.
Around 11 and 12 euro as well.
Yeah.
No, around 10 and 11 euro, I would say.
Yeah. I was...
Yeah, the regular one, you know. But you can get beers from 25 euro, 20 euro, just like...
Yeah.
A glass of beer, you know, it's not the whole bar.
Yeah, and just to mention as well, we are not rich people or anything, so for that, for us, that was, yeah, you know, was difficult sometimes. But I think we will talk about that in later episodes, about how we found a job, about how we lived there properly, about how we did the bank account and how that all works. We can do another podcast. So we will finish here. I hope you guys enjoyed it and you want to know more. So yeah, we're gonna finish there.
Yeah, so basically that's everything what we wanted to say. It's like an introduction of Iceland. And then in the next, as Sonia say, in the next couple of podcasts, we will talk about more about Iceland, work and a lot of things.
All right, we're gonna say goodbye then.
Yeah.
And we will see you soon.
Yeah, so see you next time then.
Ciao.
Ciao.